Taoiseach, I asked you a question last Tuesday regarding the effective concrete scheme, and your answer was completely disingenuous. You're trying to mislead the public into thinking this scheme is working and many people have benefited from it. You couldn't be further from the truth. Your claim that 450 homes under construction, while at the same time failing to acknowledge that only 69 homes have been completed. There's a big difference between a commencement and a completion, Taoiseach. You cannot live in a commencement. You know this, Taoiseach, the scheme is not working. You have failed. 450 homes that you refer to may not even necessarily be going under construction. We have completions, 69 since 2022. That's 69 families, not 450 families that are in their homes. This completion rate isn't even reflective of the tens of thousands affected and the access to the scheme. For many reasons, people cannot afford to get on the schemes. Working capital, financial shortfalls and the lack of accommodation in Donegal. Homeowners are going through more than €100,000 in debt, the ones that are availing of the scheme. They're going into debt. Their kids aren't able to go to college because they're trying to put a roof over their head. The amendment bill that your government is intending to bring in the spring has the potential to right many wrongs and it could impact the homeowners in a positive way. But you have to work with the homeowners. You have to work with myself to make sure this happens. In order to do this, we must face up to the reality and we must acknowledge the truth. But in order to do this, we must face up to the fact is that there is over 10,000 homes in Donegal, minimum 40,000 people impacted with us. The only way we can move forward is to work together. Impacted homeowners in Donegal and across the country are desperately waiting for changes. They're desperately waiting for the rates and the caps. You know, IS 465 is not fit for purpose. It's under review. We're all waiting, but we all have to work off the same facts and the same figures. Truth needs to be told. We cannot afford to get this wrong again. It has been wrong on two occasions. Two occasions. People's mental health and physical health are suffering. I will ask you this question again, Taoiseach, and I hope there is a genuine answer. Will you work with me and the 100% Redress Party and the impacted homeowners to ensure the necessary changes are made? And I'm looking forward to a straight answer and dates. Dates.
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach.
First of all, can I say that the defective concrete box is a complex issue. And this government has been engaging with homeowners and various organisations from the very beginning, Deputy. And I've met with some myself in my previous time as Taoiseach. And just to simply say that the 2025 funding for this initiative has increased by over 50%, from 45 to 70 million. Now that means something is going on. There is activity, without question, if it's gone up to 70. The overall scheme is expected to cost 2.2 billion. 2.2 billion. And the government is committed to that and did commit to that. And obviously, currently, I'm informed that there's more than 2,000 homeowners at various stages of the scheme. In terms of changes are underway. The grant rates were set and increased in 2024. Based on expert advice at a level to ensure that homeowners will get the money they need to put their homes right. In order to ensure that the grant scheme follows the most up-to-date science, changes were made to the scheme late in 2024 to take account of the most recent research. A forthcoming bill will make amendments to the grant scheme to allow these changes to be implemented by the administrators of the grant scheme, the local authorities. There's been progress since the Act came in 2022. And it commenced in June of 2023. As you say, there has been various changes in respect of that. And there has been an increase in the scheme grant rates of between 7.4 and 8.7%. The scheme is kept under constant review by the department. It has identified the process of review changes to the scheme that will make it better for homeowners. And that will be made shortly in a defective concrete bill, amendment bill. The programme for government commits to undertaking the planned review of the scheme. You are correct The forthcoming bill will address matters such as the application of increased scheme rates and the overall cap, along with some other technical amendments to ensure the smooth operation of the grant scheme for homeowners. In respect of the NSAI review, you're correct in saying that's underway. That has been awaited. It's expected perhaps to be completed by Q1 of this year. That will obviously be important as well in terms of future either amendments to the scheme or policy options in respect of it. But an expert group, as you know, has been formed under the chair of Paul Ford. They've been asked to examine all of the research to date to provide advice as to the implications to the grant scheme of all of this research. And you know, there's an independent appeals panel
as well,
and that has commenced the process of assessing appeals.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Charles Ward.
Taoiseach, will you give me a specific date when the people who are currently on the scheme can avail of the 10%, a date? Now, we're talking about people who are on the scheme. This scheme works. People are phoning me. The majority of them are on the scheme crying because the 10% is enough to keep their debt in around 100,000. Can I get a date when this 10% will be implemented?
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach.
I'm not in a position to give dates or timelines today, Deputy. And I think there's work in terms of the legislation. But it's suffice to say that a very comprehensive commitment has been given here by the last government, followed through by this government, that the NSAI is currently examining the situation in terms of the most up-to-date scientific advice in respect of all of this. We will continue to work with stakeholders, with representative groups in pursuing this, but also getting the scheme going, not get it going, but continuing it. I mean, there's 2,000 people at the moment engaging at different stages of the scheme. We just need to deliver as quickly and as timely as we possibly can. There is a significant grant. I mean, it's huge money at the moment that's been allocated. There's no point in saying otherwise.